New York City seems much the same as it did 10 years ago. Times Square still bustles with people and cars. Fifth Avenue still beckons, and the Statue of Liberty still offers an iconic welcome in New York Harbor. But the emptiness in the skyline where the Twin Towers once stood is different, a reminder of what has changed. New Yorkers Jen Jaffe and Adam Sills, parents of one-year-old Isaac, say they rarely think about the attacks, even though New York remains a likely target for terrorists. They are committed to their culturally diverse neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Hi there, sweetie. You look so happy.
I like being part of this community. I like being part of this city. And I love the people. I just like the diversity and the vibrancy. And I like going down the street and hearing four different languages.
Sills says he's proud that New Yorkers quickly recovered after the attacks.
It sort of confirmed the image of the city that it's always had, which is sort of as a tough and resilient place, that we're able to take on sort of, you know, large challenges, come what will down the pike. You know, people have this amazing ability to absorb it, and not only absorb it, but kind of even sort of rise above the thing.
It's interesting because New York responded very differently to September 11th than did the rest of the country.
Columbia University psychology professor George Bonanno studies grief and collective trauma. He says research shows New Yorkers recovered more quickly than other Americans.
Now, compared to the rest of the country, anxiety and generalized distress was high in the rest of the country for several years after 9/11, all over this really, you know, on large scale all over the country. And that was not really the case in New York.
Yet some New Yorkers are still deeply affected. Judelka Cepeda is a paralegal with a New York law firm.
Even when we preview the images from 9/11, I feel like I want to cry still, and like my heart is broken. And like still now when I'm talking to you, I feel like I want to cry because of the memories and things like that. It was hard.
Cepeda likes living in the Bronx near her extended family. She says she loves New York, but she does not feel safe. She is anxious about her 13-year-old daughter, Alexandi.
I want to go to a low-key, a low-profile city, and where there's no subways and tall buildings, because I think New York City calls too much attention, especially terrorists.
Cepeda worries that mass transit is most vulnerable. She wishes that Alexandi did not have to take the subway to school.
I fear a lot that something might happen to her, and I won't be there to protect her, basically.
Others see no point in worrying. Adam Sills says marriage and fatherhood make him, if anything, more committed to New York.
Having your world centered there, and including something like raising a family there, is in a way the ultimate statement of, I think this is a special and I think this is an important place, and it's so special and so important that why would that make me, you know, reconsider having children or having family there in the first place?
He is far from alone. 1 million more people are expected to move to New York in the next 20 years. They will become part of a city that lives in the present and the future, far more than in the past.